I was mentioning yesterday the idea of the minimum requirement of eating inside the sukkah. There is a minimum, and then there is mehadrim in a mehadrim, the individuals who are interested to do the highest level. But the halacha le'maaseh, once by a man, he starts his seuda inside the sukkah, which means he eats, let's say, bread. Then once he comes out of the sukkah, whatever it is in his mouth, he has to make sure that he has chewed inside the sukkah. He cannot continue to chew outside the sukkah. I feel, let's say, it would be salad, it would be meat or chicken, whatever it is. These things, meikar hadin, as I mentioned yesterday, you could eat outside. But once it does follow the food that what you had, which is the bread that what you had inside the sukkah, then it is considered to be continuation of your meal. Even though that what you are having right now would be, let's say, once you are outside of the sukkah, you want to take a drink of water, you would not be allowed. Because it's the continuation of the original meal. So therefore he says, "Eino rashai ligmor achilato chutz le'sukkah, kivan she'akol ba machmat seudat keva she'chayevet be'sukkah." Since the seudat keva is chayav be'sukkah, this is also the same thing. Based on this, now Rav Ovadia makes a major, major thing. He said like this, let's say, as I mentioned, somebody, let's say, whenever there is no kiddush, you are obligated to say, lishev basuka, prior to hamotzi. That would be the best of the best. You say, al netil hayadayim, you walk to the sukkah, you dry your hand inside the sukkah, you in a standing position, you say, lishev basuka, then you sit, you say hamotzi. I forgot, let's say you forgot. So say hamotzi, and then lishev basuka, and then eat. So you also forgot again. You said how much are you eating? So then it's a major, major point. There are those who would say, you finished, and then you realize, I know 100% I did not say Lisha Basuka. If you have a doubt, Safek Barakhola Akel, you cannot say. But I know 100% I did not say. So there are those who would hold that you would have to have 2 ounces of bread to be able to, that means, let's say you had beforehand, whatever amount of bread that what you had doesn't count. Now those poskim would hold that you would have to have 2 ounces of bread now. No, says Rav Ovadia. Once you originally had 2 ounces, at the end of the meal, whatever you're going to be having is a continuation of your original meal. So therefore it comes out that you could say, Lishev Basukah, even if whatever you're going to have is going to be even if you're going to have fruits or shote mashke, you're going to have any type of a drink. Rashai lebarech lishev basukah. Shekivan shehu nimsa behemshech seudat keva, since it's a continuation of your original seudat keva, so therefore, rashai lebarech lishev basukah. As long as you did not yet say birkat hamazon, and you are still something you're going to continue to eat, you're good to go regarding Lishev HaSukkah. Rav Ovadia compares this to the mitzvah of tefillin to this extent, that if a person, let's say, put on tefillin at 8 o'clock in the morning, he realizes 1 minute before he wants to take it off, let's say a minute to 9, he wants to take it off, as long as you have a little bit time before you want to take it off, so you could still say, Asher Gid Deshanu Mimitzvotav Sivanu, so that's the same halachic criteria. That's how you would hope. Let me just mention one last nekuda. I noticed that some ladies, they have this question of the beracha of lishev basukah or not. Be paskin by Sefaradim, mitzvah aseh shehazman geraman nashim peturot. There is a major chumrah that Rav Ovadia has on top of it. But lema'aseh, regarding answering amen by the ladies. But lema'aseh, they cannot make a berachav asher yidishanu mitzvah b'sivanu lishev basukah. That aspect, forget about it. I feel to this extent that there is a mitzvah to give them lulav and etrog to shake, as long as you know for a fact that they are not going to say the berachah. But if they're going to say the berachah, by Sefaradim is a berachah levatala, so it's better to avoid the whole thing. But if they are interested and it would be, they would get a reward, by them to shake the lulav without the beracha, and of course by them eating inside the sukkah, teshu kein taduru. There is enhancement of the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah once it's done with the entire family, the way you would do it in your dining room. That's why you have to transfer it inside the sukkah. So because of accompanying the husband inside the sukkah, so it's a mitzvah for the wife to come. And even if the husband is not home, if she wants to get a reward, she gets a reward anyway, so she comes and eats inside the sukkah, but she has to make sure not to make a beracha.